Well, Keith Newell, who always feeds us information, and we appreciate that, said they have a Visa dog. They have a Visa dog, Mike.
What, the credit card company?
We have a Visa dog. She's everywhere you want to be.
Oh.
hence the tripping and all of that. All right, the president is on right now. He is, not surprisingly, deeply ashamed of certain members of the Supreme Court who did not vote his way for the tariffs. But we got that covered earlier with the great Patrick Anderson. Nothing to overreact to. Patrick, the principal and CEO, founder of Anderson Economic Group. So we'll get through that. This is not a surprise when somebody finds or rules against the president. He's not happy. Most people are not. But, you know, this is what he does. Let's move on. Day 13 of the Winter Olympics was a triumph for Team USA yesterday. And many Americans are hoping to keep that streak alive through the weekend. Now, last night, one of our own did a fabulous job. I mean, the whole team did a fabulous job. But Megan Keller from Farmington Hills, who has visited us at WJR. In fact, the picture is on the Paul W. Smitsta, my Instagram page or whatever it's called. There's a picture of us together. She was there from one of the other Olympics, and she's just great. And she scored in overtime the winning goal that won the women the gold. Now Team USA men's hockey plays Slovakia in the semifinal round today at 3:10. And that worries me more than you can imagine, but I'm a worrier. And, you know, it's always somebody we think we know we're going to beat that somehow throws us an upset. But we're going to talk to somebody who really knows about this stuff. He's into hockey in a big way. Blaine Fowler is the co-host of Blaine and Lauren Mornings on our sister station, 96.3 WDVD. He also hosts Hockey Talk with JR Mornings' Chris Renwick on the Blaine D. Fowler and 96.3 WDVD Facebook pages. And he's right here, right now, with Paul W. Smith in focus. I couldn't be more thrilled, Blaine.
Paul W., I'm more thrilled. I'm going to win the gold medal and thrilled. You get the silver.
Okay.
This is great. I love being on your show, buddy. I appreciate it.
Well, it's been too long, and I used to be on your show from time to time, but that's been a long time ago. Things have changed. But one thing that hasn't changed is you've kept me as relevant as you can keep a guy like me at my age relevant. But I got to tell you, I'm a little embarrassed. You kind of dropped the ball. You've always filled me in on the lingo, but somehow or another, slaps fell through the cracks.
Oh, yeah. Well, Paul, like you, I too am getting older. So
I don't believe that.
Slaps kind of slipped through my cracks as well, which also sounds like it slaps, but it doesn't.
It was Danielle Mason, that youngster, who had to tell me slaps. Danielle, give us the definition of slaps again. She used it in a sentence, and I said, what? What did you say?
It's always better when you use it in a sentence. I said, he asked me about someone, and I said, oh, that person slaps, which means they're good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, you can thank.
Well, you've been slapping on JR for like 30 plus years. So don't sweat it, bud.
All right. I'm not going to worry about it. And by the way, it's been too long, but I loved having lunch with your entire family, which has grown since then when we were at Mackinac City.
Yeah. I'm a grandpa now, which is awesome.
Oh, awesome.
I cannot begin to tell you how much I love being a grandpa. My granddaughter Piper is about 18 months old, and my daughter and her husband are already talking about having her fitted for ice skates because they love hockey.
Well, your daughter came by it naturally, and so will Piper, because Blaine Fowler, you've been very big in hockey for as long as I can remember. And I hope that the hockey talk show is going well with Chris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going great. We're having a great time. And honestly, like, Paul, you were talking about with Megan Keller and that team yesterday, that if you are watching any hockey, whether it's men's hockey or women's hockey, the U.S. women kind of showed you how it's done. The key to winning hockey today in 2026 is to play a 200-foot game. You can't just be the defenseman who stays back or the forward who never does any back checking. This team played with such great teammanship, if that's a word, which I don't think it is.
It is now.
They played with such, you know, they looked out for each other. They were covering for each other. And it was, they put on a clinic on how to, you know, always be on the attack, even when you're in your own end. A great example is when you look at what the play before Keller's goal, that was a play where they basically forced a mistake on Team Canada and got the puck. They've got, I don't know, there's probably a stat for it somewhere, but they had to force more turnovers in this tournament than any team, men or woman, in the history of the game, because it was amazing how consistent they were at forcing turnovers.
Everything happens so fast.
Yeah.
In both men's and women's hockey. I don't hear that much about women's hockey in these United States.
You don't, but I think you're going to, as we continue to, I think the sport is growing. The PWHL, the Professional Women's Hockey League, is in a, I want to say it's in its third or fourth season. They just added a few new teams. I think they're at a total of 8 teams right now. They have a, what they do, they call it a PWHL takeover. There's a game coming up. I believe it is Montreal versus New York, and it's going to be at Little Caesars Arena on March 28th. I might be wrong about teams, but a lot of the women that you saw playing during the Olympics these last few days, they play for teams like that. They play for teams like the Boston Fleet or the Minnesota Frost. Since I am a big hockey nerd, I went to a PWHL game, not this past Christmas, but the one before in Minnesota, and it was a blast. And it's a lot like what we saw during the Olympics.
Well, that is so good to hear. And, of course, we're especially proud of Megan Keller, Farmington
yeah.
Hills, and getting that overtime goal for the gold. How are the men going to do?
I like our chances today against Slovakia. I'm probably not as worried as you are. I tell you what, though, I just finished watching that Team Canada-Finland game. Canada came back from down 2-0 to win it 3-2. You got the 3M problem. The 3Ms are Makar, McDavid, and McKinnon. And make it 4, Marchand. These guys are deep, and they're good, and they're filled with talent. Team Canada is going to be a problem if we're lucky enough to get that far.
Oh, boy. I hope so, because yeah. we've got some great Michigan names there, too, with our Dylan Larkin from Waterford, from the Red Wings, and Quinton Hughes from Canton. Connor Hellebuck from
yep.
Commerce. Great. I mean, we got a lot of good representation, and good to hear from you. When is your hockey talk on? Anytime we want to go to your Facebook page?
Absolutely, yeah. There will be another episode that'll be on actually later this afternoon. We did tape one today, and it's on about once a week, usually on Friday, and it's on either my Facebook page, Blaine Fowler on Facebook, or 963 WDVD on Facebook.
Beautiful. Well, Blaine, you're always slaps with me.
Dude, I love you so much. You slap. You're the best.
I love you. Best to the family, and congratulations again, Grandpa. How fabulous is that? I know you love
Likewise.
Every second of it. Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Blaine. Don't forget to listen to Blaine and Lauren mornings on 96.3 WDVD and Hockey Talk with Chris Renwick and Blaine on the Blaine D. Fowler and 96.3 WDVD Facebook pages. We continue. Rieger finally has a great new job, and he's going to take us to the movies up next on WJR.